It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hi, I'm Kirk Maynard.
And I am once again still not Lisa. I'm Jamie. Lisa was supposed to be in the studio with us today. We are still sad that it's like, where's Waldo?
Yeah, I think Jamie waxed her, so.
She is not hurt or injured. She's still working.
Just dead.
She's still working. She's got so much to do. She promised, though, that she'd be in the studio with us in April.
Yes, all of April, so.
Yeah, we're going to hold her to that promise. So she will be back. So we've been covering lots of stuff, hopefully encouraging you to get your pre-approval, think about buying real estate. Think about how to stage your home, thinking about selling. We are desperate for houses. Oh my gosh, they are hitting the market and they are off the market.
Yep.
We have not slowed down. We have been picking up.
Yeah, a lot of pent-up buyers.
Yes. And what else have we been talking about? Today we're going to be talking about 7 great reasons to own a home. So if you are on the fence, we, you know, want you to consider, you know, things. The biggest thing really is talking to a lender. I think people are nervous or people get nervous to talk to a lender, and they can definitely go over, you know, your financials with you. They can go over, is this a good move for you? Especially some people that may be considering a duplex or, you know, having
good idea.
Some different, you know, again, we talk a lot in the show about, you don't have to get your dream home right off the bat, because sometimes we can't afford our dream home, but we can maybe within a year or two, because things, we were just talking about this, I think, yesterday or the day before. I mean, I sold property last year that has already gone up $20,000.
More than that.
Yeah.
Well, you did, yes.
Yes.
But another example of, maybe I'm about to say this, but I think we sold one for $260,270. A year ago, and it's back on the market for $320, $330, something like that.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
Yes. And everything's going up because we're seeing a lot of, definitely, I think we've talked about this on the show, and definitely we've talked about this in our brokerage. People are coming in with cash offers. We are seeing people do home improvements. We are seeing definitely a trend as people are looking and thinking, okay, right, maybe I can only afford to live in a duplex right now, but I want to, there's been so many people on different home shows that are saying, if you can, you take the money that you have, you take the equity, and then you purchase another place, and you purchase another place, and you purchase another place. If you can do that, if that's something that you're interested in.
Yeah, no, actually, in a perfect world, yeah, you'd take the money, roll into the next house, into the next house, and then hopefully you become a cash buyer and you are debt-free.
Right. And you're then investing in exactly what you want. But again, sometimes we purchase with, you know, like our eyes and we're like, oh my gosh, this is the house that we have to have. And we just can't afford that. You know, a lot of the things that maybe we dream about are these $500,000 homes. And really what we can afford with the price of everything, especially if you're going to the supermarket these days. Oh my gosh, there's this beautiful spoof that they have out there where,
is this an Instagram reel?
Yes.
Where is this a lady shopping?
She's like, oh,
I just
my gosh,
this morning.
With the cheese. Yeah. And she's like,
mixed
and
nuts.
He's like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We're going to get through. And everything just is so expensive, but it's the truth. I mean, I cannot believe I took my niece shopping and we were getting stuff because I'm making them adult Easter baskets this year. And so I was just like getting some different makeup and some different things. And I just could not believe how expensive things are. And the same, like we did, we went to a friend's house and they did a charcuterie board. And our guy friend had gotten these cheeses and he probably spent $70 on cheese. And I just went, it's cheese. It's cheese. But I mean, when you look at those things that have gone up, you know, it's okay to, I think we sometimes get impatient and it's okay to take a little bit of time. So I think the one thing that things are not, we had a friend over the other day that said, oh, you know, home, I don't want to invest in a house because what happens if it goes down? And my husband and I just both started laughing. And I said, when do you see that happening?
Yeah.
Because there's just not enough on the market. People
now,
are
it's,
still
it's
looking.
Possible because
sure.
I was around practicing real estate in 2003 through 2007. Everything was going up, up, up. And then all of a sudden, bam.
Yeah.
you know, stuff happens. So it's possible. And I would not buy a house because you think it's going to go up in price.
Sure.
I'm with you. I don't know when the market's going to go down again. So
right. I think the good part is that most of the time in a housing market, investing in some kind of housing is a good investment, because even if you can rent a room, you can, if you're looking at things in a way to make money, you know, even some of the houses we've been showing lately, I'm like, you have a basement that has its own private door. You could, you know, look at this as being a private mother-in-law suite. This could be a rental. Again, not something you have to do, but something right. you could do. So it's ways to look at when you are flipping your home. I know the house right up the road from us, that's exactly how they marketed that. They have almost a 700 square foot unfinished downstairs that has its own private entrance. They are selling that house as a mother-in-law apartment or a rental space. So, you know, that's what they want to market that as for sure. somebody to purchase that house.
Right.
So it's just something that, you know, it is something that you can look at if you have these private entrants, or if you want to establish a private entrance, can you rent the space if you need to make the money, if you, in the future, especially if we were looking at a space where we were like, oh my gosh, the market has changed.
No, it's a really good idea. And a mother-in-law apartment, or even just buying a duplex. We've preached about buying duplexes and having somebody pay your mortgage.
Right.
Awesome idea. We have a mother-in-law apartment. We've converted it. After we had our house fire, we converted
sure.
it, but we can convert it back easily and make that
yes.
boom easily another month. And it would do great. I mean, the rental market, I mean, we've been doing property management since 2008,
yep.
200 to 300 doors. And we've always had we've had maybe 10-15% vacancy rate a little bit, but mostly we're 5% down to 0% since 2008. It's
yeah.
just the rental market's always been that strong.
And I think the cool thing about Alaska is it's a unique rental market. So, you know, there are people that are not looking for the traditional rental. So you do have people that are not looking. They are looking sometimes just to rent a room. They will go to, there's a lot of places here where you can shower and do your laundry. They're not even looking for that. They'll go and take their stuff to.
Yeah, I think about the pillars of our economy. They're the federal, local, federal, state government. Those people are somewhat transient. You got the
yep.
military is included in there. They're transient.
You've yep.
got, we're servicing the oil community. They're transient. You've got hospital people. They're transient.
Yep.
So,
and then you take in the summer. So you have firefighters that are coming in. You have people that come in here specifically to work on the roads. You have people that, I mean, there's going to be a pickup of different construction jobs. So some people are just, you know, they don't want a tent. They just want a place where at least they can take a hot shower or have a place that's a nice place to crash. So, you know, you can think about one reason to own a home is appreciation. You know, the value is going to be there. And, you know, if it's something in the long term, you can rent it out or you yep. can look at how it's going to make money for you in the long run.
And if you look at the last 50 years, I mean, it's hard to argue that your house isn't going to appreciate. There will be dips, and, you know, the 80s was tough and
yep.
2007-8 was tough. But otherwise, if you look at, I mean, if you watch the market, I mean, your house is probably going to appreciate. So I know we bought our first house in Minneapolis for, I think it was 125, and then we sold it 7 years later for 250. And then when we moved back to Fairbanks, we bought, I think, a house for 175 and sold it for 250.
Yeah.
We didn't do crazy upgrade. We just did, you know, some normal type upgrade stuff, took our time and did, you know, here and there, and we take that money and roll it to the next house, and then we roll that into the house that we have now, and
yeah.
we're doing some stuff to this house, and we'll roll that into the next house we move into. So yeah, I mean, equity buildup is definitely a possibility and probability.
Yes. And I think we talk a lot about that in the show, is equity buildup and looking at what you can do. And again, I mean, there's this gentleman that I follow on Facebook, and I mean, it's completely inappropriate, so I won't mention the name of his show, but he does his DIY flips, and, you know, some of it's great, some of it is not great. I think that there are jobs that you need to hire a professional to do, especially if you're not an electrician. You should not be doing electrician work. You should have things professionally done for you. But there are some things that I think you can easily do yourself. You can flip inexpensively. And then I think there are things like we talked about last time. You don't need to have granite countertops. You can have quartz countertops. You can invest in, I think there's good investment things. Right. And then there are things that are over the top. You know, we had people that have just spent a lot of money on maybe like the backyard where then they don't do their kitchen.
I got a question on this. So we're watching, I think it's Rock the Block, and they're in Florida, and they're doing their houses. And then they said they'll get at least 100% return on investment on their backyard outdoor stuff. So, and that's pool, that's landscaping, that's outdoor kitchen, blah, blah, blah. I'm assuming that's, we don't see that in Fairbanks.
I don't think, I mean, I think that if you sell your house in the summer and you have some things set up, I do think that that will help the house sell, because I think that there are some people that really enjoy outdoor space and how you can really utilize the space. But I don't think we get the same return that they would in an outdoor space like they do somewhere else. But I do think that there's things to be said about a mowed lawn, you know, when you have the fenced in area or you've done things that are very nice. I think if you have some plants, I think if you have a pergola or some of the things that show your outdoor space versus maybe no outdoor space, because some people are looking, or if you have a deck and you have your deck set up so people can see, oh my gosh, we have a mountain view and we enjoy this mountain view versus I've been on some really, really nice decks. All the furniture is broken. The grill is really broken. And so, I mean, some people can't get past that.
Right.
And it's like you've had your grill for 35 years and it's the most, you know, I don't think that shows as well when I've been somewhere where some of them don't have the nicest stuff, but they've set it up so nice. They've done such a great job that when we're showing it, you can see how they utilize that outdoor space. They did some very nice things with some very inexpensive things that the buyer can imagine exactly how they're going to utilize that space. And it really elevates that they want to put in a full price offer because they're like, oh my gosh, I can see exactly. Or even how you elevate. We've talked a little bit about, like, I think everywhere else there are she sheds, but sheds and them really utilizing those spaces, putting heaters in the outdoor space, making them into outdoor bedrooms, furnishing them. That to me, when you're investing, it's a little bit of money, but you are getting a lot of bang for your buck
out there.
Yep.
So I think an appraiser will give you that too. I want to go circle back to, I interrupted Jamie, but she's talking about equity and building equity. And maybe you were talking about some of the, a lot of the properties we're showing lately are in the 250 to 350 range, right around that median 315 price point. And a lot of what we're seeing are have sweat equity potential. That duplex that you and I just got under contract, that one's got great sweat equity. The one over by our office that we got under contract yesterday, that one I think was it 275, 290? What was that?
315. Yeah.
But I doing the math and what he could put into it, I think I told him 375, 425.
After the area he did fabulous.
Did some decent upgrades, not even totaled all up. So the guy's gonna have some time to put some sweat equity into it, put a little money into it, and he's gonna make out pretty good. So there's a lot of those properties out there right now that just they need some help. They're a little rough, but they're definitely habitable and definitely you can move in and not have to do a lot of stuff right away, and then build up some sweat equity. There's just a ton of those properties out there because, well, nobody's selling their houses.
Yeah. And again, we always really encourage, please look at your kitchens, look at the floors, look at the, you know, the bathrooms. Those are the areas that, again, you know, you really can put sweat equity into. And so not that we don't love a good, I mean, painting your house can really set it apart. There's some great, you know, updated. We've talked a little bit about painting your house black or really picking a nice color. Now, again, if you are not sure, there's been some pretty crazy. A pink house can really stand out, but that's really hard. It's kind of like I love the color red, but if you pick color red, all of a sudden you've narrowed it down.
Right.
Black is hard, but a lot of people are trending toward black more, where they like black. So. Mm-hmm. And traditionally blue, I think blue and green seem to be very, very popular, but you can pick a, Like our house has, it's wood, it's very, very pretty, but they've, and gray, but then they've outlined it with just a touch of baby blue that needs to go because it's, that will be the color we get rid of. But for the most part, I think you want to stick with a pretty neutral color because otherwise people can be like, oh my gosh, we're the bright pink house or where the bright, you know, house. So just thinking about that. But always, if you're unsure where you can put equity, you want to put them in the big areas where you have the most bang for your buck. And then again, there are people that will help you at Home Depot, some of these other places we brought in, Lowe's. You don't need the most expensive, but then again, you don't want the cheapest either where it's going to fall apart.
When we come back from the break, we're going to continue on why you might consider buying a home. We'll be right back.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM, KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., and Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Yo.
So if you're just joining us in the studio today, it's Kirk and Jamie. And Lisa is not injured or in a trunk of a car anywhere.
Just dead.
She's just working. We're talking about great reasons to own a home. And we've talked about appreciation. We've talked about equity. There's also some great tax benefits, and some of us really need those, you know, thinking about writing off. There's also, I can't think of what it's called, but I know that if you live in the Fairbanks area, there's a $50,000, I think.
Your tax exemption?
Yes, tax exemption that you can get. So if you've not done that, please reach out. I think it's too late this year, but next year, make sure that you get that if you're in the Fairbanks North Star Borough.
If you go back to our archives, when we had the Borough assessing? I can't remember who we had. I apologize. But we did talk about the exemptions that are out there. And so there's, if you're using it for your primary residence, there's an exemption. If you are of a certain age, there's a certain exemption. If you are a disabled vet, there's a certain exemption. So I apologize. I don't have them memorized.
Yeah.
But they are out there, and you need to make sure that you are taking advantage of those.
Yeah. But tax benefits are great. And there's also savings. You know, you're building up equity into yourself. And so you know, thinking about ways to invest in yourself. I mean, again, right now, Kirk and I have not seen anything where you're not putting money into an investment. I mean, very few things, unless you are doing something wild and crazy and like knocking out walls and taking things down, and all of a sudden a 3-bedroom home has gone down to a 0-bedroom home. You're really not taking an investment that's there that you've purchased and really taking out any of the equity.
Yeah, so you're putting money into it that like Jamie's saying, it's a quasi savings account. I mean, you're putting money into your house. You're kind of stowing away for when you sell it, you know, 3, 4, 5, 7 years down the road. Actually, people are hanging on their houses a little bit longer these days, but
yeah.
If I can circle back real quick to equity, yeah. And we're talking about, you know, our client bought a duplex. He's actually bought, you know, he's military. He's been up at Wainwright, at Eielson. He moved to the East Coast, and now he's getting stationed back up here again. Got offered a good job, and he kept moving around, but buying houses and renting them out, and he's been building up equity in them. The appreciation to me is icing on the cake, but the equity buy down that the renters are doing for him that are, you know, paying his mortgage, you know, they're paying part of his principal and part of his interest every month, and he's going to hang on to these. Now we just sold him a duplex where he's going to live upstairs and, you know, keep the downstairs rented, another one of his rental properties. So this will be, I think, his fourth or fifth rental property, and I think he's 30.
Yeah.
So not a bad deal. Of course, he's not paying cash from that. We prefer if he had cash, but at some point, you know, he could probably sell one or two of these and pay off a good chunk and get himself to where he's starting to buy these debt-free, which would be awesome.
Same. I just did that with, I think my client was 21 or 20. We just did a duplex at the beginning of this year. He is looking for another. He's going to live in it for 1 year and then do another duplex. And I said, oh my gosh, I wish if I could go back in time, I would have done, the purchase of a duplex, because it's, if, again, not your dream house to live in, you know, and live next to a neighbor, but when you can think about them basically paying your mortgage, or if you can afford to just pay that and put the money away, and then you're just building the equity to purchase another. And I've seen some really great even triplexes coming on the market that are not badly priced when you think about, you know, grabbing something like that and then being able to even military. We've had a couple of military clients that have purchased and then left and they've gotten nervous, you know, like who's going to and I don't do property management anymore. I've taken a hiatus from that. But we have two fabulous property managers in our office. In our brokerage. And so, you know, if you want somebody to manage your property so you don't have to worry about that, we have, you know, two fabulous property managers that have been on the show before that can go over how that process works. But, and so that you don't have to worry about that while you're away, but it's just being, again, able to invest in something while you live here and then be able to leave and still be making equity and investing in yourself. And especially if you can do that now, I cannot even encourage you, you know, if I could, having done property management for 20 years, if I could go back and tell people, get out and invest in yourself, it is a fantastic. My cousin and her husband have done this, and they own, I think, over 25 properties on the East Coast, and they do that, and they flip, and they rent, and I mean, they have an incredibly lucrative business.
Nice portfolio.
Yep, and I just am like, it's the way to go. I mean, they could retire now. They love it. They keep doing it, but it's the way to go.
Most of the time, but keep in mind, there might be instances where you shouldn't be buying and you should be renting. So come into the office, see Jamie or I. We'll do an investment analysis with you. Rent versus buy is the program that we use. And we'll take a look if you should be renting or for buying. And so we'll take a look at what you're currently spending on your rental versus what you would be paying on a mortgage. We'll put everything else. You know, you have $20,000 sitting in a CD. What is that getting you versus the probable appreciation? We'll look at everything and then we'll give you the break-even point. So it might say, typically it's around 3 years that you need to hang on to a property break-even, you know, with your closing costs and reselling the house and blah, blah, blah. So about 3 years is a common break-even point. After that, you'll start making money on it. So come see us. If you're only going to live in the house a year or two, if you're not going to keep it as a rental, it's probably not a good idea to buy it.
Yes.
Otherwise, roughly, loosely, 3 years plus, it's probably worth it. But come see us and, you know, we'll run through that with you. What about predictability? So, you know, renting, your fixed rate mortgage payments, they don't rise from year to year, but rents do.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I can't. Yes. We've had so many. I mean, even when I've gone into duplexes and been showing them, when I meet the tenants, sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, their stress level is so crazy because rent has gone up for them, or they're having to move in the middle of, you know, the process of buying.
And you know, this is so weird, but it's something we've been doing this, 21 years?
And yeah.
Something I don't think about that often, but yeah, look at my house I bought in 2007.
Yep.
And what I got from my mortgage payment right now versus, you know, if I wanted to rent it out, it would be, you know, almost double that. So
yes.
I've, you know, it's odd that I haven't thought about that before.
Right. And so, I mean, it's true. I mean, when I think about, you know, my mortgage payment is consistent and I know what it's going to be every month, no matter what. But when I'm talking to, you know, like I have friends that rent and they're like, oh my gosh, my rent payment was this year. And, you know, I got this notice that it's going to go up. And when I see sometimes what they're paying for, oh my gosh, their space.
$1,400 for a dry cabin.
And some of their spaces. And I'm just like, it's just so wild to me. And again, not that there are not great landlords out there and not that there are not great rental spaces, but it's a fight to get in there and they rent out so quickly. And so then it's like sometimes you're getting the bottom of the barrel of what's left. And so, you know, or they know what they have, the product that they have. So the price is going to go from $1,600 to $1,800 to $2,300. And it's just like, oh my gosh. You know, all of a sudden you need a roommate for your roommate for your roommate. And so.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, we're talking about why you should own a home.
Yeah.
Should you own a home?
Yeah.
Mostly you probably should. I know we're biased, but, you know, we do property management too. So.
Yes.
We really look at it analytically and take a look and analyze if you should rent or if you should buy. If you choose to buy, we're giving you all the reasons why we think you should buy.
And we don't sell to sell. Like I have had clients that I'm sitting down with and I'm just like, oh my gosh, when I'm doing their financials with them and we're going through everything, I'm just like, we need to save for another year. This is going to be so like, I don't want, and I mean, I know you've done the same thing and
I've talked two people out of houses this week.
Oh yeah. And I mean, I have clients that are like, you're a realtor. Why are you doing this? And I'm just like, I don't want you to be house poor.
For you, what we would want for us.
Yes, exactly. So. And I want it to be like a fabulous, oh my gosh, I love this and everything's great. I can afford cheese. If you joined us earlier in the program, you would hear our whole rant on cheese and how expensive things are at the store these days. But yes, we want you to have a fabulous life in your new house, not be house poor and upset and scrimping. So, you know, we want it to be an investment, but the predictability, unlike rent, you know, your fixed mortgage is just, it's assuring, I think is the word I'm looking for. And it can really bring some peace of mind that you know your taxes. And the great part is normally when you're working with a lender, they have your taxes and everything pulled out. So everything is kind of all lumped together. So it can really help that you're not having to think in, you know, ahead like, oh my gosh, wait a second, I forgot about this money or I forgot about this money. It's all kind of laid out for you.
And what about some of the main reasons, a main reason why people buy, and it shouldn't be the top reason, but it's definitely a reason why you make your house yours, you know, a rental property.
Oh yeah.
You can only do so much. You know, you cringe when you put a hole in the wall, you know, like a nail hole or,
yes.
You know, you can't really paint or you can't do too much to it just because, you know, they're not your asset, and they want to keep it, you know, as ready, rentable as possible for the next person. So you just really can't.
Oh no,
manipulate the property.
I can tell you 100% the freedom of, like, for us, it was genuinely our dogs. Like, we wanted to. I mean, our dogs are not destructive at all. But I mean, yes, can they get sick or have an accident on the floor? Yes. And I just thought, I don't want to do that to somebody's property that's not ours. But I don't mind if it is ours. And at the end of the day, I got to replace the carpet, or I've got to, you know, replace the flooring, or if somebody brings, like one of our friends would stop over and they'd bring their dog in our house, I don't want that in a rental that belongs to somebody else and they do something that could be destructive, or they bring a pup. You know, who hasn't had somebody bring a puppy or a kitten or something cute over? And then what does that animal do? Of course, it's going to pee or do something where you're just like, I can't believe that. I don't want that on somebody's stuff that's not my stuff. I mean, not that I want that on my stuff, but I don't feel bad if it's my things where I can be like, that's mine. I have to fix that. But when it's somebody else's, I feel super responsible because I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, I have a client right now that's just put all new carpet in his place and all new flooring and all new things. And I'm like, I don't want to bring an animal. I would not want to bring an animal into that and then have it do something to something brand new. But if I've paid for that, that's very different. I've made my own choices and knowing that I might have to replace that. So, or like, I think my girlfriend had bought a condo and they rented it out and the little kids had colored on the walls. And, you know, she doesn't have kids. And I was like, it's fine. These will come off with dry eraser. Like, I have nieces, so I'm always prepared with anything to get help my sister or whatever. So I was not panicked. But she was like at a 10. But I thought, oh my gosh, these parents had to have been like also at a 10. So when you think about kids, kids and animals are destructive, period.
So if somebody wanted to get into their own house, want to get a hold of you.
Yeah, they need to call us. They need to call us at Next Home, and they need to call us at 907-378-2400, and I will hook them up with either myself or someone in our brokerage to help them.
Awesome.
Because as the summer gets busy, we are all going to make sure that we're a team and we can help them get a new house. So come on, let's do it.
Thank you, Jamie. Enjoy your Saturday, and stay tuned for The Buzz.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, an Last Frontier Media Active production.